close. The Dow is ahead 82 points, but the NASDAQ losing 281. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Weather changes ahead for the weekend as showers will be back on the radar, and we may be near record warmth today, but much cooler air is ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. The record is 89. So widely scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm. Very mild tonight, overnight low in the mid-60s. Some spotty showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially by afternoon, high 84. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, along with much cooler air, highs only in the 60s, then mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
The Alabama Senate has passed a bill that would bolster open record requests here in the state. The bill passed with a 29-0 vote and now heads over to the Alabama House. The new legislation would require the acknowledgement of a public records request within 10 days of it being submitted. Up until now, the copies of public records can be sought by a citizen, but a required deadline for a response from the government entity has never been established. This legislation brings the state up to speed with what is being done in other states regarding record requests. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The mayor of Montgomery names an acting police chief following the resignation of Daryl Albert on Thursday. Deputy Chief John Hall has been working as chief of investigations and will now step into the acting police chief role. The mayor has now released a statement following the announcement of Hall as acting police chief. Reed says that improving public safety is a priority for the city and that city leadership is committed to confronting violent crime with community-based solutions. The U.S. Customer and Product Safety Commission is recalling a certain brand of cranksets that are used for bicycles. The recall is due to faulty cranks that can cause an injury. The Full Speed Ahead Pro AGX crankset is sold individually, as well as placed on Cannondale, Canyon, Marin, Harrow, Fuji, and Pinarello bicycles. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. For those of you just tuning in, we're just a humble local talk radio show out of Montgomery, Alabama. My name is Joey. Eddie Bader, my everyday sidekick, is here today. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing wonderful. How you doing?
Doing all right. And our Friday guest, Craig Monger, is also in the studio. How you doing today, Craig?
Oh, I am killing the game, Joseph.
Turn down the music, hippie. And so, gentlemen, are we sure we didn't all just die last night in some nuclear apocalypse? Because when I saw the news about the Israelis doing the counterattack, I'm like, oh, no, it's it. We're finally there. Thermonuclear war, baby. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a few hours go by, and you're like, what is... They're like, here, we have footage from Iranian state TV in the area where they have their nuclear facilities. And it's like, I didn't really see it. You really had to want to see it. So what is going on here? Is this just modern war now is blowing up each other's drones?
Yeah, it's flexing muscles.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? If that's what wars become, just spending billions of dollars to blow up each other's stuff but not hurt people, okay.
And it's usually our stuff on either side.
Yeah, both sides.
True. Yeah. The American taxpayer.
Yeah.
No, I think there's an old, like, original series Star Trek where that is, that's how they have war. It's like, oh, you're designated to die. It's like run by an algorithm or computer. Which, you know, I don't want to go that far with it. But we're okay. It's not like we did actually die in a thermonuclear strike worldwide last night. We're now in some suspended limbo.
Yeah, they made a big to-do several years ago when Hezbollah, for instance, was using the nuclear mushroom cloud on their on their banners.
Right.
And it's like, listen, at the end of the day, nobody wants that.
No,
Not Hezbollah, not Iran, not any other Iranian proxies. Nobody wants that.
And after that Annie Jacobson book just came out, and I watched the full Lex Fridman interview with her, that scared the crap out of me, because the slogan in Washington, D.C. is, there's no such thing as a limited nuclear war. Mm. So, the Israelis or the Russians or whoever uses tactical nukes, every war game shows it gets out of hand pretty quick.
Sure. It steps up.
So, we'll see where this goes. But, you know, Joe Biden came out.
Of
and,
what?
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know where that guy's been.
A shell.
Just like. Icky, icky Joe.
He does look like a shellless turtle, doesn't he?
He really does. Actually, that's accurate, Craig. But here's Joe explaining, how decency in the country has gone to hell. So do not, folks, look at me. Do not laugh at this. It's not funny. Kids need to respect their elders, but here's Joe Biden explaining what I'm talking about.
I've never thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West and see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
Don't laugh.
Why is he talking like that?
I know.
Quickly, get him some oxygen.
Yeah, the beginning of that clip. Hold on. Let's just listen to it. Let's not even look. Let's just listen together.
I've never thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood.
Wonder what neighborhood
he was in. Do you remember in the movie Seven, whenever they bust into Homeboy's room and he has all the air fresheners and he was just messed up and they think he's dead and then he wakes up.
Oh, yeah, that freaked me out.
That's what he sounds like. Either that or he's been eating sand and dried cigarettes for the past 30 years.
He's like, Joe, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Oof.
Hold on, let's hear him out.
In the West, to see big signs.
Yeah,
they have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden.
Well, we have the euphemism for that in the studio. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, has he been? Does he just not spend any time on the internet? He said, what's the internet?
Right.
I play RuneScape.
Right, but everybody's nice to Trump, right, Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's very pleasant.
Actually,
and
you
nice.
You just saw him what this week? Buying some burgers in town. Everybody's loving him. In Harlem, they're loving him. And I think that offended some people that Trump got treated so well in Harlem.
I mean, who doesn't love Chick-fil-A? Y'all like Chick-fil-A?
He's the Lord's chicken.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And Popeye's got a little spice.
Their fries. Mm-hmm. Their fries are...
Yes.
I think in a perfect world, it would be Wendy's burgers, Chick-fil-A's fries, and McDonald's soft drinks. For some reason, they're always better at McDonald's.
To add to that, I would like to have the Whataburger spicy ketchup.
I've never eaten a Whataburger in my entire life.
Whataburger's pretty good, but service these days.
Yeah.
But the spicy ketchup, I really like. It's like
the ketchup
acidic,
is good.
Acidic ketchup, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do at home. I mix sriracha and ketchup
then you'll
together.
Love it.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Oh, I can't stop putting it on like everything. This Truff hot sauce,
dude. I
can't. They're not even a sponsor. This is not content marketing, right?
Dude, I bought several bottles of it, but I go through it too quick. It's so
good.
But it's pretty dang expensive.
It is.
So I just can't have it. But it is really, really good.
It's black truffle infused hot sauce, and it's got a slight sweetness to it as well. And like, it's good on pizza. It's good on eggs. I put it on some mashed potatoes the other day. Even.
Did you try the white truffle one too?
I haven't tried that.
Try that one. They're both pretty good. They're, they're slightly different, but I mean
that's probably better on pastas. And
yes.
Stuff. Yeah. Man, I'm hungry now. Anyway, let's.
I don't want to hear a freaking word about you being hungry.
Let's.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's starving himself.
Starving to death.
He's gonna start eating paper here in a minute.
Who's responsible for that?
Me.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a sadist.
But here, I got to watch this again with Joe Biden.
And having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
You sure you didn't try to suck on it, Joe?
Right. What a creep.
What a creepy dude.
He really is a creepy, creepy man.
When I'm showering with my daughter, sometimes she's really mean to me.
Wasn't somebody arrested for stealing Ashley Biden's diary?
I have kind of lost track of that whole debacle.
The FBI just arrested somebody for that.
I've lost all confidence in any sort of semblance of justice being done in our society, so I don't let myself get my hopes up.
Right. Well, hey, let's go to Soldier Boy for our regular Friday call. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, two things I want from Mr. Trump, okay? If he runs for election, he's got to have this on his platform, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to get rid of the freaking NPR. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. He actually came out with a quote for the new NPR CEO.
Shut up, silly woman.
I am tired. Oh, my God, I'm tired of those. And that's my tax money.
Lots of it, too. Lots of it.
And another thing I want him to get rid of is the Department of Education. I want that money to come down to the freaking states and let us manage it ourselves.
because Alabama's doing such a
small
job.
That's what worries me. I love the idea of that, except where I see who's in charge of it.
We're not doing a more worse job than the federal government there, young man.
Give us an opportunity, though.
It's six of one, half dozen of the other. Yeah. It all trickles down. And so,
well, I'll take a half a dozen. Yeah. I'll take half a dozen.
No, I'll take a privatization of the education
there
system.
You go.
That's
yeah.
what I'll take.
Abolish
public education. We can go that extreme.
Stop taking my money. Let me spend it where I want. Yeah, let me educate, because I'm not sending my kids to...
It's like these new innovation zones that they're talking about putting in. It's not going to pass. But it's like, hey, could we try... full-on private property society.
Yeah.
That might work.
Well, I found a celebrity match for President Biden, Joe Biden. You remember that guy, the rich multimillionaire on The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, yes. He's creepy. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Burns is exactly like Joe. He looks like him. He walks like him. He talks like him. He's a perfect. And he was worried about a little kid sticking his finger out there. Why is he? He's not worried about sniffing some adolescent little girl's hair, does he? The perv.
No. Well, no, that series of clips where it's people getting sworn into the Senate,
mm-hmm.
where he's getting pretty handsy with the kids and with the wives. There's the classic one where it's Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
It was Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like smacked his hand away from his granddaughter.
I love the eyes and the facial expressions of those little girls when he tries to sniff their hair. He's like, what the hell's going on?
Yep. Yeah. As well, someone did a good job with the Stranger Danger talk, but someone didn't have a conversation with the father of what to do with the Stranger Danger. And it involves broken bones.
An ex-military member here who's been in the combat zone, flew to the second time out of the green zone. I'd like to talk to Joe Biden's dad. Yeah, I'm going to go down to the barbecue rib place and get me some cannibalized meat.
Yes.
You're right. I've never...
yeah, what
I want a
that?
Leg and I want a thigh.
So, Soldier Boy, for folks who don't know what we're talking about, let me pull this clip up. Because Biden was on fire. He's like, all these people like F. Biden, little kids, giving me the thing all the time. Not a joke, man. Not a joke. Then he told this story.
Back when D-Day occurred... Yeah. And on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military.
Right.
Everyone volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy.
Like Oscar Wilde's gay lover?
Booger?
Wasn't it Bozy? Was it Bozy?
Yeah. Lord Alfred Douglas. Anyway, keep going.
He's a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along.
Right.
He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. They got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Hey, that's not funny. His Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals.
Well, hey, according to Joe Biden,
I think it's very racist. It's racist against cannibals. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just don't understand their cultures.
The other white meat.
He doesn't.
We've been listening to that NPR lady way too much.
Wait a minute. Are cannibals vegetarians there, Joe? Hey, he got shot down. Well, he sounds familiar. Remember that? Who's that other guy? You know what's interesting about Joe? He dodged the draft six times. Go look it up and Google it. I think six times he died because of a medical deferment. But the key thing about that was it was for asthma. Okay, now wait a minute. The year before that, he's a freaking damn captain of the swim team.
Ooh.
What, his lungs just suddenly get bad?
Yeah, well, he had that run-in with Corn Pop called him Esther Williams. And, Corn Pop had to pop him one.
I was shot through the lung.
And so I took this chain, man. I'll wrap this chain around my... I'll come after you.
What was that other story? I marched with Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King during the civil rights. And I almost got thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I was raised in a Puerto Rican or a Spanish church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did he really say that he marched with Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
No, I think he said he marched in, like, the civil rights movement.
That didn't happen either.
No, look. Go look Nelson Mandela up, dude. He's in that one, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, and then, of course, he made it clear that...
I got hairy legs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing about it is the Secret Service had to go after that diary of his daughter because she was... No, she was in psychological help for. Because she was sexually abused all her life. I wonder by who. What the Secret Service says he likes to swim in the skinny dipping.
And Corn Pop is a bad dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Joey, who's going to be the VP, man, for Trump? Come on, I got to know.
I really have no clue. I don't try to get inside the mind of Donald John Trump. It would be cool if he, I like Vivek, but I'd tell Vivek not to do that. Right. Do you think it's going to be a woman?
You know, I would like to be the woman. I like that woman from South Dakota. I like
Christine
her.
Ohm.
She seems to have underneath her, she's a very hot, attractive woman, very educated, and she seems to have a pair of balls underneath that pair of pants or skirt of hers. She'll take on the libs in a heartbeat. Remember she told the NCAA, hey, we're not going to have any of this men dressed up as women.
Wait, are you talking about Kristi Noem or Caitlyn Jenner?
No. Kristi Noem said, and so the NCAA threatened to take all NCAA sports in North Dakota. And she said, fine with that. She said, go with it. But she said, we're not going to have that down here. Not going to have it.
What if he chose Doug? You know, Burgum?
Hmm.
Well, who's that tall guy I like from South Carolina, the governor? What's that name?
The tall guy from South Carolina?
Is it North Carolina or South Carolina? The one that fought him, fought all the schools and everything? He was just, I'm 6'5". I know him. He's 6'7".
Like Long the... Blank. Are you talking about Mark Robinson? The guy was lieutenant governor?
Nope. He's the governor. He ran against all the schools and everything because he got the Democratic vote and everything. It was a big thing.
Oh, are you talking about the sweater vest guy in Virginia?
That might be him.
Youngkin?
What's his name? That's who I like.
Oh, no.
You don't like him?
No, he reminds me of Tim Pawlenty. And it's just like these mayonnaise-looking dopes in a sweater vest. It's like good for
Okay, Joey, you give me some better names then, Joey.
Elon Musk. Well, he's not a citizen. Or he's not a natural-born citizen. No, I think it needs to be somebody big and bold that actually moves the needle. But can't outshine Trump.
But don't you think Kirsten Nome would be a great candidate?
No.
That wouldn't be impressive. Some people keep throwing out Tulsi Gabbard. I'm like, maybe.
She sucks on everything but war.
I just don't trust. I think she's a what do you call it? The Manchurian candidate when it comes to Democrats. I just don't trust Christie.
Is it going to be one of the senators? Maybe like Rubio, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul.
No.
Wait. What about Katie Britt? Her State of the Union response is great.
No.
What?
No.
Were you a Democrat?
Did you watch Katie Britt on Saturday Night Live? That skit of her?
Yes, oh, God, I did.
Tore her.
I did.
Was that funny? I got to admit, even from a Republican conservative point of view, it was hilarious.
It started out all right, but it ended up being, look at this dumb conservative woman in her kitchen. And
the
joke started to lean into just like the usual left wing bull crap.
Well, I knew that was going to happen. You knew it was going to end up that way. But you know what? I try to ride down the middle, and try to understand. Hey, what's this new thing the state law, state legislature is trying to pass, Eddie, about illegal aliens and be able to arrest them? What's going on with that?
They've delayed the vote for 2 weeks in a row, and they're saying they're probably going to vote on it on Tuesday. But it's
what is it going to entail, basically? What's it entailing?
Well, it's going to allow local law enforcement to enter into what they call memorandums of understanding. It's essentially an agreement with federal agencies that's going to allow them to coordinate better if they have someone that they suspect of being.
So, in other words, we're going to talk to ICE Baby. Correct.
I'm so sorry. Say that again.
We're going to be talking to ICE Baby.
Yeah, pretty much. And then other Homeland Security and stuff like that.
Oh, well, geez.
They don't do that. Homeland Security. I mean, it's strange they don't do that already.
No, well, I mean, Homeland Security doesn't do that already. So, I mean, it is debatable about how effective it's going to be, but it is also going to allow the state agencies of people that have committed a crime, they can hold them for a specific amount of time while they try to find out their immigration status, and once they do, then they can hold them and then coordinate with federal law enforcement so they can actually get them deported.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. Who does ICE fall underneath? What department? Interior?
I think it's it's not Department of Defense. It's Homeland Security.
Homeland Security would be my guess.
Well, I'm surprised that ICE trying to do their job and do their job quite well, even being their handcuffs being tied, that the director would even let them do their job.
Are they, though?
Right.
No, they're processing people, but actually keeping people out of the country, no. That ain't going down.
No,
and they're actually deporting people.
Well, I mean, especially because we do the catch and release thing, not catch and return. So. Right.
But here's an ankle bracelet. Don't take it off. I got to run, Soldier Boy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go to James. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing, bud?
My favorite this week has had what I can only describe as a wake-up week.
Okay.
Mayor Reed, you know, he was pounded heavily at the city council meeting for lack of leadership. Cousin Daryl turned in his resignation yesterday. We'll never know why, of course. But if the mayor would only step up and turn in his resignation, we'd be on the road to recovery. But we know that's not going to happen.
Right. Correct.
But I noticed when Cousin got to be a liability, the mayor didn't mind cutting him loose. Not going to stand with him. Got to go.
Well, no, it seemed very reluctant. I think his hand was forced. And then everything happening over last week into the city council meeting. But you notice, the reason I'm saying this, there's still no official reason given. Right. They're being quiet as a church mouse.
It's going to 100% be the sexual misconduct allegations. Without, I would bet my left foot that that's what it's
going to be. Well, who could have seen that coming? It's not like that happened in New Orleans.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's just another lawsuit for the city. You know, we still got Chief Finley's lawsuit coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't solved the guy that was the contractor who went to Whitewater, who's got a suit against the city for non-payment.
For racism,
And of course, the former police woman, I'm sure she'll sue. So.
There's another guy, I think he was Officer of the Year. He was the one who was fired for the chokehold that didn't hurt anybody, that actually solved the problem. But it was right after George Floyd. Yep. So we have to let you go, sir. Guy was literally a foster kid here in Montgomery. He's this amazing story. He always wanted to be a police officer. He becomes a police officer. He's named Officer of the Year. He's literally the one that does the safety training. And then following procedure, doing his job the right way. Nope, you're gone.
You're gone.
I loathe, sorry to go on a bit of a tangent, but the distinction that isn't made, people are like, oh, he put him in a chokehold. What Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd was not a chokehold.
Right.
That was an extended period of depriving his brain of blood and oxygen for, what was it, 11 plus minutes?
Right.
If you put someone in a chokehold, ask me how I know. If you put someone in a proper chokehold, say like a rear naked choke or a guillotine or whatever, 3 to 5 seconds, they're unconscious, and then you can wrangle them and cuff them and whatever. There's literally not a chance that anything bad's going to happen. But all these police departments have put these no chokehold policies because people see them and they get freaked out because they don't know what they're talking about. But yeah, that one was an abomination, that firing.
But the big question is, will the mayor learn anything from this week? Will he change anything? Oh, I doubt.
It doesn't cost him anything. He didn't care. He could care less about the lawsuits that go to the city. It does not cost him a penny.
No.
Wow. Well, good show. Enjoyed it. Thanks for letting me rant.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, they can help you men out, you fellas out. Especially, you know, as men mature, they get problems in the bedroom like erectile dysfunction. ED is a real thing. Or it could be a more general problem. So it could be you're having a low decreased sex drive, having issues, you know, getting in the mood, but you're also tired all the live long day. Mm. You feel like you lack energy, motivation, and drive, including that sex drive. You see an unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass. Well, knowing whether or not you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And there are actually guys, you know, they try the pill route for a while, but pills eventually stop working.
That's right.
They can start to peter out, so to speak. And there are actually studies showing men in that position will start to be more irritable and argumentative on purpose right before going to bed, just so they don't have to fail at intimacy and be embarrassed all over again. So get by Montgomery Men's Health. They will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they do have low-T treatments there that can truly change lives if that is indeed your issue. Men can experience higher energy, better gains at the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido, which means you want to have sex more. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Coming back to Eric the Dog and others. Again, 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. You want to hop in on the conversation.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, carry, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Eric the Dog. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
What's happening, homie?
How y'all doing?
We're doing all right. Oh, by the way, let me throw up the full shot again so people on stream can see it. What flag is that behind me, Craig?
That is the St. Patrick's flag, but it's also the flag of
Alabama. Doesn't that say the Southern
Wood Abides? No, not that flag.
Oh, my bad.
Don't stop.
I was looking at the wrong picture.
Where's that question come from?
We had, like, several people, because I just put it up trying to create a better background for the video, like, more depth and whatnot, and it's like I didn't spend any money. It's like, just throw up what
we
got.
It's a free flag we got.
Right, and all these folks are like, why do you have the Confederate flag up there?
Oh, so stupid people.
Lots of them, dude.
I just wanted to underline that.
It's like you do realize that the cross of St. Andrews, which is where that comes from, it's been on insignias since before the formation of the United States, much less the Confederate States, right?
Right.
Like, people's historical ignorance is mind-boggling. But yeah, if it is a blue background with a white cross, it's the cross of St. Andrews. If it's a white background with a red cross, it's the cross of St. Patrick.
So. What killed me was these people live here in the state of Alabama.
Really? I thought there might have been some people from out of the state.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
This is why democracy is a bad idea, folks.
But then I've been wearing that 1819 hat with the Alabama state flag, and I'm wondering all these, like, cashiers of fresh Mark had been thinking.
Well, look, yeah. I mean, Joey, let's think about this. 1819 in Alabama, what comes to your mind? First thing, right off the tip of your tongue.
The founding of the state?
That's right, slavery. There you go.
No, so, I didn't say that.
You don't have to, Joey. You don't have to.
Yeah, look at us.
It's we're clearly not right implied. I mean, what is wrong with you? I mean, you want to know what's wrong? This was wrong. So look, and I can help with the background. I'm going to steal it directly from another show, and I have no shame in that. You need some little bitty trampolines and some, you know, women.
I think my big issue, you asked me what's wrong with me. Have you ever heard of anima possession? For lack of not talking terse, mama's boy. Yeah, I've had to overcome that.
Well,
so the last thing I need is, like, women jumping on trampolines.
Yeah, but you can't see them. It's behind you.
Oh, like behind me. Okay.
Yeah, scenery, Joey.
Just hire a couple of dancers.
Not entertainment.
Just dance behind you all the time.
I did have one.
Not even the honeybees?
Semi-serious question.
Well, maybe.
So the mayor is going to be responsible for delegating some more of our funds to a police officer that was harassed by a family member of his. Am I right in that?
Honestly, the family connection's been never made clear. To me, it seems like it's through his wife. So,
what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like a cousin thing.
Yeah, it's not like his literal brother, but...
Well, I mean, it's nepotism. But, you know...
Hey, man, brother-in-law's got to have a job, that one.
Right? That's literally local politics, man.
Yeah,
the big
accusation has been that he hires and spends a lot of time with fraternity brothers, mm-hmm. And again, it's like I don't know how deep that well goes.
I wonder what the overlap between fraternities and sororities is for the State House of Alabama.
Well, they do celebrate a lot of fraternities and sororities on the regular.
There's clearly a pipeline out of our two major universities to state, you know, student government, state government, and federal government. Yes. But I'm not accusing anybody of wearing black robes and doing fruity stuff.
Just because you hadn't been invited yet.
Well, I wouldn't tell you if I was.
You could donate that paddle.
Damn, Chisholmite.
He could donate the paddle, but he'd need somebody to show him how to use it.
Well, I mean, they demonstrate, I'm sure.
What did you just say?
May I have another?
No. What did you just say?
They could borrow
the paddle. Yeah, why don't you shut up when you're talking to me?
You just told me to repeat it.
No, why don't you shut up?
That's the mantra, Joey. Shut up. In politics, that should be the thing. Shut up when you talk to me. When a politician shows up, that's what I want to say. Shut up when you talk to me.
So I wanted to ask this because it's fresh this week. We haven't talked about it since, I guess, Wednesday. What do we think of Caroline Dobson getting the nomination for the brand new District 2? Because you asked her a question the other day, Eric, and what do you think about her winning?
I don't have any. I'm going to be just honest. I think she's going to be not good for us. I think she's going to be another Democrat with a Republican R next to her. I think that's how she's going to vote. And I just, you know, I find her disingenuous with the attacks that she ran, calling him a lifelong politician when she wants to go up there and make as big a difference as she can for as long as she can, which essentially is aspiring to be a lifelong politician, which I find condescending. I mean, I'm open to be swayed, but I'm not going to listen to what comes out of your mouth. I'm going to see what you do.
Well, that's fair. And, that's always fair.
You know, I don't care what you... And that's why I asked that question. You know, she's going to talk about, I'm going to stand fast to my values, and I'm not going to compromise with Democrats. And she's full of excrement. She could be driving around one of them sewage trucks. Because that's about how fool you have to be in politics and be serious and get anything done.
No, I will say there are some of them in the House are, I think, sticking by their priors and sticking by their promises. They're not the ones in leadership, of course. I'm not talking about Mike Johnson. But there are a few in the Freedom Caucus. I'm not a huge fan of, say, Marjorie Taylor Greene, but the woman is doing her own independent thing. Yeah. I really love Anna Paulina Luna. She's a hardcore. I like her a lot. She wants to find the alien. She wants to defend everybody's liberties. And, well, she's a new mom. You can do it all, I guess, in this day and age.
She's a mom, a legislator, a mother, a wife.
Shut
a sandwich
up.
Maker.
Shut up.
An owner of local Subway shops.
Yeah.
We're all good. We make sandwiches by the foot. We're great. Everything's rainbows and roses over here.
I think that was a David Tell joke I heard the other day. He's like, hey, can you just, it's only me and you in here in a Subway. Can you take off the gloves when you make my sandwich? I don't need any of those gloves on there. Let's risk a little.
I need to, the old immune system needs to work out.
Right. Well, I appreciate the call, Eric.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Hey, dog.
No, but what do we think about Caroline Dobson getting in there? Do you think she has a chance to win in November?
That's my worry, man. There's a lot of money on the other side.
A lot of money is going to be
Yeah, well, now that the lines are a bit more clearly drawn, I think the money will be a bit more focused. Because I think a lot of the national GOP money was waiting to... I think they wanted to figure out who was going to be in there first.
Yeah. Who to give it to?
Yeah, because, I mean, the Dems, I'm not going to say they blew their load already on figures, but they did put a lot just to make sure that Anthony Daniels didn't get in there in the in the primary.
Daniels is going to be way too practical for their liking.
Oh, yeah, way too. Yeah. And again, it's like I know Anthony Daniels, and he is an incredibly... First of all, he's an incredibly nice man.
Sure.
He's incredibly pleasant, incredibly well-mannered. He is principled, but he also knows how to work across the aisle. And he's gotten stuff done working with a supermajority his entire tenure. And I think, personally, that it is an abomination that Shamari Figures swoops in out of nowhere and takes the nomination away from someone like Anthony Daniels, who has been in the state, working in the state, and getting things done in a disadvantageous position. And to think that he could just come in and with a bunch of money just take the greatest opportunity that Daniels has had in his political career, just take it away through overspending, I think that's disgusting, and I think that it's just stupid. Because what... We know what Anthony can do.
Right.
We know what he can do in politics. And again, him and I would have almost no agreement whatsoever on policy decisions. So I'm just talking about looking at it completely objectively, as if I were a Vulcan.
Right.
We know what he can do. What do we know that Shamari Figures can do?
No, Shamari Figures was working in D.C. for a while.
Yeah, he was working in D.C. He was like some staffing position in the Obama administration, and then he was working doing something else, but he came back to the state to run for this, and yeah, it's just it's upsetting. It's maybe it's because I like Anthony as much as I do, because I sincerely do, but I just think it's ridiculous that someone can be in the state working for the state, learning what the state needs, doing what he thinks that the state needs, and then a guy can come in from DC and just steal a rug out from under you. I just think that says something really bad about our state.
Though, just a little bit I know about Mr. Figures is he, I think, is going to help tell the story that the Democratic Party nationally wants to tell heading into 2024. And so we'll see what the Dobson campaign comes up with. We'll see what the national GOP comes up with. Have a sense when you see the, say, Katie Britt endorsement the next morning immediately, when you see Governor Ivey at the big get-together before the election for Dobson. I have a sense that there are you're right. The GOP, statewide nationals, keeping their powder dry.
Yeah.
But it seemed like Caroline was the person. I just got that sense. Yeah. I had that sense very early about
Oh, yeah. We had a bit of a betting pool going on amongst the press corps at the state house, and a few of the politicians, and a few just the common faces there. And I was one of the very few that actually had Dobson winning. I had her winning by 52.
Oh, wow.
But what was it? Did she win by 56%?
Something
eventually?
Like that. Yeah.
Something. So I undershot that a bit, but I had her winning. I think the Katie Britt spirit is pretty strong in the state.
Yep.
And I think that she echoed that messaging pretty well, and she latched herself onto to Katie, not in a parasitic way, but essentially say she was my inspiration for doing all this other stuff. So I thought that she would win, although I think I knew it was going to be close. Yeah. So I mean, Dick Brubaker, God bless him, he did well. I think he would have done well for the state, yeah. But it's a popularity contest. What are you going to do?
It is, for better or worse, at the end of the day, a popularity contest. Goodness, politics. Why do I even have this job? We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes ahead for the weekend as showers will be back on the radar, and we may be near record warmth today, but much cooler air is ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. The record is 89. So widely scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm. Very mild tonight, overnight low in the mid-60s. Some spotty showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially by afternoon, high 84. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, along with much cooler air, highs only in the 60s, then mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your aim.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
This is Jonathan with Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. With all that's changed in the last decade, I really thought that radio advertising was dead, but I was wrong. We opened our store during the pandemic, and we wouldn't have been near successful without advertising on Blue Water. Practically every day, someone comes in for the first time and tells us they heard about Oswalt's on the radio. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
people are live on YouTube. Like and subscribe. We're almost at 12,000 subscribers. Or you can watch on the X platform or on the Book of Faces. Just search for Joey Clark. And it looks like we got some calls rolling in here. Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing, Randy?
All right. Been a while since I talked to you. Been on that lake, Eddie. You know what I've been doing.
Yeah? They biting pretty good?
No, not at all.
Oh, I hate to hear that. That's why I went to Lake Martin.
Yeah, and probably still, they even got on the bed, they're too deep.
Yep.
Hey, what I want to ask you, Joy, is talking about that young lady. I think it went in District 2 that she won.
Yes, for the Republican nomination.
Mm-hmm. And is that part of the geographical
redistricting? Yes.
Yep.
There you go. Huh?
Yes, it is.
And that's not good, is it?
No, I mean, we're just learning that justice means you have to let the Democrats win.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Is that they redistrict everything to what they call fair it up. What I call is unfair it up, but that's just me. But
Recently, I was just reading it. It's right on Shamar Ficker's website. He was just the deputy chief of staff to Merrick Garland, the attorney general. So no wonder
This
is the guy the National Party's backing.
Yeah, now ask you this again. What in that District 2, where does that go to and from? Do you know?
Goes east-west across the state and then a little bit curves down into Mobile County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Montgomery. There's a belt. Think of Montgomery and all the counties to the east and west creates a belt that curves down into the southern part of the state, half of Mobile County, I believe.
Yeah, so it's the Pounds County, all down through there, and then winds up around Pike.
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me, but you've got the right
close,
idea.
Yeah.
Well, my other question I got, Eddie, I'll ask you because Joey probably won't give me the right answer, or he'll go roundabout telling me. Has he got a girlfriend yet, Eddie? We're talking about Joey.
I gotta go with no.
What would you call it then?
A boyfriend. What? I'm sorry.
There we go.
It's not funny at all, man.
Cat's out of the bag.
It's not funny at all.
All right, then. Here comes the sun. Goodbye.
Hey, buddy.
Good luck with the fishing. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
What's that, Red Top?
I prefer green.
And another boy, it is a sticky, humid Friday. You got to admit, buddy. It's the most humid day so far. I'm glad I'm inside the air conditioning. And Joey got a very good response from my music in Atlanta. I got a real damn good response in Atlanta.
Awesome.
And I'm going to Atlanta. Because Atlanta wants my music. But surprisingly, Los Angeles, they loved a lot. So I think I'm ready to go back to the Masquerade and play Los Angeles, because that's probably where I belong, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track.
Yes. And all the old members of Bosch are ready to get the band back together. So I think in the future you're going to hear Bosch play a concert again in Montgomery.
All right.
That'll and be we event. Played... We played 300 shows in Atlanta. So this is not a slacker event. Now, let's talk about Caroline Dobson. I think she's going to get the crap beat out of her by Shamari Figures.
Mm-hmm.
He's got lots of heavy name recognition, man. I don't know. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to Caroline because I had a great question for her, Joey. It was going to be, Caroline, you are so lean. Are you going to be as lean in government as you are personally? Because she's a skinny girl, isn't she?
I suppose you're accurate in your assessment.
Yes, she's very skinny. I was hoping she's going to tell me I'm going to be the leanest congressperson in history, but I didn't get a chance to hear
that. I forget you've got this weird thing about how skinny you are and your body fat percentage.
What's the weird thing? I want to see if I agree.
Oh, it's weird. No, but tell them, Red Top. How many push-ups can you do now?
Oh, I've just been doing 30 push-ups, sit-ups, and evening bands for 52 years now, every day.
How much you weigh?
Joey, I've really beefed up. 157. Roll Tide, go Trump. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, brother.
Man, he's not necessarily short, right? Where is he?
Compared to...
compared to Eddie. If Eddie is taller even by an inch of anybody, he's like, well, they're 5'5".
Not true at all.
What do you feel about being kind of like marginally tall?
Oh, I thought...
Like, you're so proud of it, but you're like just slightly above average.
Forever, until I was like 13.
Right.
So I was the short guy.
Truth comes out.
Yeah. I didn't pop up until I was like 14, something like that.
Literally, one of those summers, I came back, everybody was like, who are you?
I shot up so bad, it gave me back problems. It was so fast.
I had a friend like that with leg issues. Like
the growing pains I had growing up, they were brutal. Brutal. Yeah. Luckily, I was already drinking in my 14, so that helped.
Kind of numb the pain.
Yeah, I know some girls in middle school went through a growth spur, got back problems.
I still have like some scoliosis. I'm like slight scoliosis right now, so I have to be careful.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Boomer T.
Hey, Boomer T.
What's up, guys?
Not much. How you doing, buddy?
Hold up. All right, there you go. Hey, look, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me ask you a question. I did not know that Red Top was in the rap and gangster rapping business because he just said that Atlanta wants his music. Well, buddy, I don't know what kind of drugs you're on, but you're not the right person to be in Atlanta, because I promise you, I know what goes on over there, and they as the rap capital of the world, they don't make no rock and roll, they don't make no country and western, they make nothing but rap, gangster rap. That's it.
What about some Southern soul and blues?
They do a little bit of Southern, not much. That right there, Joey, that's not even in Atlanta. Everything in Atlanta... When you even get on the outskirts of Atlanta, all you hear is either Latino stations or rap stations. I mean, that's just bar none. And then bragging about doing push-ups, my God, I could drink a six-pack in 2 days. That's bragging for me. But anyway, I just get so tired of hearing him, just everything he does. He's the greatest in the world. Dude, I ain't never seen your album or none of that stuff. Anyway, getting back to life. But anyway, guys, here's the way I look at things. Montgomery's gone to hell in a handbasket. The mayor don't give a dang about people. You're riding through it. Now, they want all these people in coming this weekend. How about all the... What's going to happen, Joey, Eddie, when they have some kind of incident, which, and I hope to pray to God they do not. But down there at that water park down there, do you know it'll take one time for one military person to get in any kind of trouble or have any kind of trouble? And they're going to shut that... They're going to have that off limits to all personnel or military personnel. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. But I'm going to ask y'all a question. Have you heard anything? Have you seen anything on social media? Have you heard anything about how great it is, how awesome it is, how much of a great time they've had? I mean, have y'all guys been down there, rode the thing? I mean, what's going on? This is a $120 million project, folks, that we could have used to do something else. And now we got violence out here in these ballparks, and people are getting broke into. Folks, if you got any goddamn sense, man, you better get your butt out of Montgomery. You better pick the phone up and call Eddie Bader, I'm telling you, and get the hell out of there, because if you don't get out of Montgomery soon, within the next 2 years, it's going to be another Selma. And I pray to God it doesn't, but I hate that, because that was the city I loved, and I love that city, and I still will. But y'all got to do something.